You're listening to the Sunday Alive podcast, brought to you by BlessedSacramentTeens.org, a reflection on the upcoming Sunday Catholic Mass readings. And now your host, our youth minister, J. Gregory Curran.
Hello, Podians. Welcome to the Sunday Alive podcast. Today, we are studying and praying through the scripture readings that will be proclaimed this Sunday at Mass. Today, we celebrate Pentecost Sunday, the birthday of the Church. This Sunday is extra special. It will be the first time we can celebrate Mass together as a community. So in a way, it's the rebirth of our Church. I will be so happy to receive Jesus at Mass and see all of you. Do you ever just feel kinda meh? I mean, you just seem to have no motivation or energy to do anything. Now, you actually might have lots to do, but you just don't want to do anything. When you need a little energy boost, some people drink a Monster or those 5-hour energy drinks. Those things are nasty. Me, I like to take a nap. Naps are good, very good. I really don't know why I used to argue with my parents about taking naps when I was a little kid. What was I thinking? In last week's readings, Jesus ascended back up into heaven. But before he did, he told his apostles to not leave Jerusalem. The Holy Spirit was going to come upon them. That really was an unnecessary command. The apostles had several meetings with the risen Lord. They were excited that all that he taught and told them came true. Their faith was strengthened. They were starting to be a little less timid, but they were still very scared and hiding from the Romans in the upper room. They weren't going anywhere. In our first reading, the city was full of tourists from all over to celebrate a feast celebrating the harvest. It was called the Pentecost. But they did not know that this year was going to be different. The Holy Spirit became the extra boost of power the apostles needed to get off their butts and go and do all that Jesus had taught them to do. As the apostles were gathered in the upper room, all of a sudden from the sky came a noise like a strong driving wind that filled the house and allowed them to speak in different languages. They ran out the doors and proclaimed the gospel to everyone in the city. When the apostles spoke, everyone understood what they were saying in their own language. There were so many different cultures and languages gathered in the city for the feast. God didn't want the message to be held back because of a lack of understanding. The apostles were filled with such joy that people on the street thought there was a party going on. They thought they were drunk. Do you remember the story of the Tower of Babel in the Old Testament? The Tower of Babel was built to make a name for the king. It was built as a, look how cool I am, look how powerful I am, we don't need you, God. Up until then, humanity was united in culture and language. God was not impressed with the king's display of power and might. He was a little angry, so he confused their languages. They could not communicate together anymore, so the people went to different parts of the world and developed separate traditions, cultures, and languages. It caused division. That's where we get the word Babel from. Babies babble. They make noises that sound like words as they learn to talk, but you really can't understand them that well. The Tower of Babel was built so the king could make a name for himself. But now there is a group of people who want to build the kingdom and not make a name for themselves. They want to make a name for God. They were ready and they were willing to proclaim the gospel, but they were not able. It was through the power of the Holy Spirit that made them able. The Holy Spirit is the mover and shaker God. It is the motivator God that makes things happen. The responsorial psalm is asking God to send his Spirit so the earth can be changed, renew the face of the earth. Man, that can still be our prayer today. The world can still use some renewing. The second reading tells us it's only by the Holy Spirit that you can say that Jesus is Lord. It is by the Holy Spirit that we can proclaim Christ's Lordship. It is only by the Holy Spirit we can be Christians. You can proclaim that Jesus is a Savior because it is by the Holy Spirit that we come to know Christ more intimately. Without the Holy Spirit, we don't have the sacraments or the church. Without the Holy Spirit's inspiration, we have no truth, no scripture. The Holy Spirit will give every person a different set of gifts that can be used for the glory of God and the body of Christ, the church. All of these gifts are good. Please don't be jealous of other people's gifts. God made you unique and equipped you to do something specific for the kingdom of God. Be joyful and be grateful for your gifts. In the gospel, Jesus breathes on them and promises them the Holy Spirit, and he tells them what the Holy Spirit will equip them to do. Forgive in his name and act in his name. The Holy Spirit leads us to Jesus, and Jesus leads us to the Father. The Holy Spirit is not a lesser God, even though he's often forgotten or ignored. After we breathe in the Holy Spirit, we can now breathe out God's love out to the world. This is the birthday of the church, yes, but it is also a celebration of how much God loves you, and he would send his love and spirit upon you and allow his love to dwell within you in the sacraments, and that we can be used by God to love the world. May Almighty God bless you this week, and remember, you are loved.
The Sunday Alive podcast is brought to you from your friends at BlessedSacramentTeams.org.